Praise the Lord.
Salamat a Dios.
Amen.
Oh, come on. You've got more energy than that, right?
Amen.
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 That's much better. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, you might want to open them to Revelation, the 12th chapter. I think that's where I'm going to start. Before I do that, though, I want to draw this. Because this is what I'm going to talk about. Praise the Lord. I got an understanding here just recently while I was in Ethiopia. We were there this past January, and as a Christian, I know the importance of reading the Word. And the necessity of encouraging people to read the Word. And so it is something I do quite regularly and quite often, no matter where I am. I'm always encouraging people to read the Word. But recently I had the privilege of speaking to a group of people who could not read. They did not have the education, they did not have the books, the Bible. Hallelujah. And you know, my mother was a very wise woman. I didn't realize how wise she was until I grew up. I wish I would have had the revelation a little earlier. I could have told her how much I appreciated her wisdom. But she would often say to me, she would say, "Burton, that's my name. A picture is worth a thousand words." A picture. It's worth a thousand words. And what she said is true, because you take this illustration of the tabernacle. They can take my Bible away from me. But what I have in my heart, what I have in my mind as to the Bible and the tabernacle,
ang mapabilin lang sa iyang kasing-kasing kanto nga maong tulda nga naghihatay ito kang Moses.
If I have a piece of chalk and a board to write on, I can teach people Bible.
Nga bisan pa gani kung kini bisan kini lang may pilin nga to kaniya, pilin siya nga makatudlo nga to sa makatauhan.
Because the entirety of the gospel of Jesus Christ from Genesis to Exodus is it written in the picture of the tabernacle.
Tungod kay gikan sa daan katugon ngadto sa Exodus, mao kini ang gihisgutan diha kini nga magtuldaha.
And any revelation that is not in the tabernacle, you're not going to find it in the Bible.
Mao na kung ano lang kay mga pagunahuna kung dili may sibo dili sa tabernacle dili sa magtulda na di kini nimo makin-an makaplagan sa balang.
It is just a matter of us expanding our understanding of the aspect of the illustration of it and have it applicable to how and what the Bible says concerning it.
Tungod kay kun imo kini gayon nga makuha nga maong mensahe, nan imo makuha usab ang bisan unsa mang buti pasabot, pinaagi ipasabot sa pulong sa Dios, pinaagi sa paglantaw nini nga maong tuldahan.
I probably have been sitting under the teaching of Tabernacle for over 50 years.
Tungod kay iya kiningi studyuhan o nagkatuon siya ni kapan tao si 20 katuig.
And every time I hear it,
matang panahon nga iya madunggan kini.
Every time I utilize it in messages and things of that nature,
matang panahon o gusto niya nasa gusto matunan may tungod dini,
I always learn something new. Always. Not one time have I ever heard Tabernacle teaching that I haven't learned something new. The Bible tells us that we are to study to show ourselves approved.
Ang Biblia nagayon nga kinahanglan magtuon kita sa pulong sa Dios para nga masinatian kini nato sa kinabuhi.
And I'm not real sure how you regulate the word of God or how you go about it here in the Philippines or even in the aspect of this school.
Abot, yun sa inyo, sa may inyo mga pamahali sa pagtuon sa pulong sa Dios, bisa to pag-eskwela sa Biblia o sa atong pagbasa sa matagalungkol niya sa atong Biblia.
It's one thing to sit in your chair and listen. It's another thing to get into your Bible and dig to find out if it's really right.
Adunay kalihan sa imong pagpaminaw lamang inaaw ikaw mismo motuki sa balat sa sulatan kun unsa may gusto nimo mahibalwan.
Most of us are still sitting under the mentality of organizational church, denominational thinking.
Gawas kini sa tuang nandanagan nga pagklase sa pagpangalaga dias ginodia sa tuuna-una.
And if the shoe doesn't fit, then don't try to put it on.
Kung imo pagkita no, kasama na kung niya kung imo dili magani pasigur imo ang sapatos na yung kinigisulog, mausap diha kung kiniha patulunan.
Most of us, when we come to these types of meetings,
oga na kitan ko na sa kagandang mga praktikong sama niya ng mga praktiko.
We come in, we sit down. We sing a few songs. We get to feeling good, happy, maybe a little encouraged, I don't know. But, you know, we walk out that door
and
before our feet hit the road out there in front, we have forgotten about 50% of what was spoken. And by the time we hit the intersection down there, we've forgotten about 90% of it. Huh? Hallelujah. And down the road a little ways, somebody asks you, well, where were you? And you say, well, we were in a meeting. We were in church listening to a message of God. It was very good. Very exciting. We were encouraged. And somebody will say, well, what did they minister on? And we will be silent for a moment. Trying to think just exactly what was being said. Well, I know they talked about God. And it was good. But I don't really remember too much more about it. Hallelujah. They have done a study, you know. They have done a study from an educational perspective. And these are not my statistics. These are statistics of people who have bachelor degrees, master's degrees, who do this type of studying. And they had listed several categories of how much you retain in the environment that you are working in. And it was broken down into three or four different categories. I don't remember all of these, the aspects of it. The first one was the category of just listening and leaving. And they say in 24 hours after that event, you have forgotten 90% of what it was that was spoken. The next category was those that take notes. And in that category, in 24 hours, you might be remembering about 50% of what was spoken. And then it was those who would take notes, and then they would share with other people what it was they had heard. That category was up to 75% of what they had heard they can remember and recite. Now, that is in just in the aspect of sharing what it was you heard, not trying to explain it or try to build on the concept of it. Hallelujah. But the biggest category, the last category, was those that had notes and were sharing the testimony but were trying to teach it to other people. Not just sharing what was said or what they had written in their notes, but building on the concept of it in the aspect of how they perceived it or thought about it. Your position of retention was somewhere around 95%. And I am giving you a scriptural position. I'm giving you a logistical position of evidence that supports a scriptural position. I quoted the verse earlier, study to show thyself approved. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth.
Insakto gayon ang iyong pagkabahin sa pulong o sa pulong sa katuwiran.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The other scripture that comes to me is the one that Peter wrote in one of his epistles.
Usa sa bersikulo maniabot sa tukaniya ang gisulat ni Pedro, diya sa uno Pedro.
And he was saying that we need to give all diligence.
Nagaingon siya kinahanglan muanto kay kita sa makugihon nga pagstudyo.
To make our calling and election sure.
Para nga mahimo kayong sigurado ang pagpili diha kanimo sigurado.
Hallelujah. So the responsibility of making my calling, or even finding out what my calling might be, the responsibility of making my election sure, is not the person to whom I am listening to or the fellowship that I am going to, it is what I do with what I hear.
Dili kini nagasubikat sa tao na ako napaminawa ko dili unsa ang akong gihimo o unsa ang akong nalunggan.
It is very important for me to understand the relative importance of what is being said and how it applies to me. Hallelujah. If in many of the different churches that are working in the world today, and the deception in which the congregation is sitting because of the lack of truth that is being ministered,
ang nagapasipiyak niini tungod kay gikuha lamang ang nagkuha lamang og mga pulong nga may sibok diya sa ikabalingon kundi wanay hatag ang kamatun-anan kayo niini.
Is not necessarily the fault of the one who is overseeing it and ministering in that that environment.
Mao na nga ang sayop niini orang na depression niini katong nagadala sa mao nga mao mitsani ngadto sa mga tawo.
It is really basically the fault of the congregation.
Pero taliwala ni sayupan ang nagapatuon niini apan sayop usab sa nagapaminaw.
Number one, their ignorance of the word of God.
Tungod kay inosente malagis pulong sa Ginoo di pa mabasa.
Number two, they're just plain lazy.
Ikaduha, niabot lang simbahan nga walay tumong tuyo niya sa iyang pagsimba.
They do not want to expend the effort or the time that is required to get into the word of God.
Dili gyud siya maningkamot nga para siya nga magkaabot didto pagpa-studyo sa pulong sa Ginoo pasagdahan niya nga naay diyabyo dinhi.
Or number three, they just don't care.
They
are indifferent in that they may think that they have salvation, the blood of Jesus Christ.
They
may think that God in His love and mercy is going to overlook the aspect of their humanity and short falling. Hallelujah. And I suppose there's any number of reasons why someone will not do what they are supposed to do with the Word of God. I take my position of responsibility as far as the word is concerned, as to my own position of personal relationship as well as those to whom God sends me.
mao na nga sa naga tuon kami ni sa pulong sa Dios among ikuha kini sing ano na kami kakuhan nganda sa among pagatudloan karon ako among mako aron among mako amahatag unsa man ang katuyuan sa Dios nganda sa mata ko sa kakatawhan.
My particular job is somewhat kind of particular, I guess, or peculiar, I guess this is the word I want.
Ako nakita sa pulong sa Dios usa kini sing katalag saon nga
and it is something that really is outside of myself. I have no formal education in the aspect of what it is I am doing. And my disposition is such that I'd rather be doing something else than what it is that I am doing. But God, in His wisdom, for whatever reason, for whatever cause, He picked me for a particular place. He picked me for a particular purpose. And He said to me, when He called me, He said, if you will open your mouth, I will fill it. Now, I am a person who likes to know what is going to happen next. And that can be somewhat of a scary situation.
Kanang mga sitwasyon na, kanang mga butang, kanang mga panahon na usap, kung imo tanawon, delikado ba yung klase ginito hana?
Because when I come up here, I really don't know what I'm going to tell you.
Kaya nga naman, sa lihan mo anis siya, gani, blanco ang iraw na wasa kay maluot sa iyang pagkabuhaton.
And many times, I think I might have an understanding or a thread in which way to go.
Kadang mga panahon na gusto na kong pugso na pagkalingon na ako may hatag dito ninyo.
But when I get up here, I go in an entirely different direction.
Sa diyan mo abot siya niya, ang iyan kito na nila nito niya mawali, kani ka na to.
Because I'm hearing the Lord speak to me.
Dumot kay presinti ka nagapaminaw siya kanunay diya.
And I'm trying to follow sa Diyos. I'm trying to follow that line of thinking.
Gusto na kong sundon kanang klase o kanang linya sa pagkulahula.
And sometimes it can get very complicated. I'm telling you this all on the aspect of how diligent we need to be with the Word of God. And you know, my wife is going to ask me when we go back to the room, and by the way, she sends her love and her greetings to you. And she would have been here, but she just needed to rest. We have been going very hard in the last several months. But I'm going to go back to the room, and she's going to say to me, well, how did it go? And she's going to ask me, I'm going to say, well, it went very well. She's going to ask me, did you minister something? And I'm going to say, yes, I did. Well, not quite like that. But nevertheless, then she's going to ask me that crucial question. What did you minister? And there's going to be that moment of silence. And I'm going to say, I don't know. I have to go back and listen to it. And that's what I do. Because how am I going to remember what I am not thinking? It's not something that I have in my mind. It's not something that I have in my thought consciously. And yet there is a thread of thought that comes instantaneously at the moment that I get up here and I open my mouth. So I take it very diligently. I take it very seriously. I go back to my room
and
I take my little recorder. That's why I record these things. And I begin to listen to the word and I get my Bible. And if in the course of the message I says it says in the Bible so and so and so and so,
just keep going.
I say I will need to find it in the Bible. I want to know that it's in the Bible. I want to know that in actuality what I said was what it was that God was talking to me. Hallelujah. Because I personally do not want to be guilty of error. And I really do not want to give you anything other than sound doctrine. Because we are not just sharing with you thoughts that pertain to religion or God in one way or another. What we are giving you are keys by which you might unlock the mystery of God for yourselves. Hallelujah. And if you are able to do that, then you will be able to feel the power of God coming into your life.
Kung ato nang masunod na ikaw mismo magadiskubre nga gihatagan ikaw kagahom sa Dios para nga magadiskubre kuno sa may iyang gusto may tabo sa imong kinahanglan.
That will strengthen you and give you the courage to face whatever tribulation or trouble that may be coming to you as a people.
Mao ni siya makapalikon sa ato ginabuhi bisan pa moabot man ang kasakitan or sa problema nga moabot sa ato ginabuhi makabarug kita gayud sa pagpangalagad.
We have had the privilege of coming back here year after year, maybe once or twice a year. But one day that may stop. Not necessarily because we want it to stop, but because of the circumstances or the environment in which we are living and the things that are happening prohibit us from coming. And what we are trying to establish, what we are trying to promote, is a living gospel. Not a program by which the gospel is perpetuated.
Dili kini siya programa tungod lamang sa mao nga giyahang gustong ihatag ani kanato.
But you become, as it were, living epistle.
Nga ikaw gyud mismo nagapadinaw, kita nga nagapadinaw niini mahimo kitang buhi nga litra.
This is not the normal thought of the organized church.
Dili kini siya kasagaran nga pangunahona diha sa hiniusang grupo.
Because the organized church wants it to remain as it is at present.
Tungod kay ang mao nga relihiyoso nga pangunahonanan gusto niya nga masubay gyud kinig siya hangtod sa katapusan.
The organized church wants you to remain in a congregational attitude and mental attitude.
ang aplikasyon ng panghunahuna o panghunahuna ng mga riyoso na gusto niya nga mamintinar kini o magpalayo kini siya na wala di masayop nini.
And Paul is the one who said that those to whom he was touching, where he was writing upon the tables of their heart spiritual principles.
Mao na si Pablo nagayon ngadto kanila nga sa matag sa patagtaw nga akong nahigap o natuluan nan gibutang ko kini gani kayo sa akong kasing-kasing.
He said that they were his living epistle.
Nga harun nang matag sa kanila mahimo gayon nga.
Hallelujah. And it's very important for us to understand the concept of being a living epistle. I don't know how in tune you are with global affairs that are happening in the world. Hallelujah. There is a story in Revelation. Brother Mark could probably give you the exact chapter and verse. But a man was given, or maybe it's one of the prophets. A man was giving a line and he was told to measure the temple.
Adunay usang tao nga gitagan niya kay balo mahitungo sa pagsukod sa mao nga templo.
Where is it? Huh?
Chapter 11, Revelation.
All right, chapter 11, he was given a line to measure the temple.
Sa pinadayag kapitulo 11, imo makita ni nang gitagaan siya og tahas sa pagsukod sa mao nga templo.
And he was given specific instructions on what to measure.
Iya yung gitagaan sa tayang niya kung unsay ang insakto gayon nga.
Hallelujah.
Sukod.
And those instructions, he was told to leave out the outer court.
O kana siya nga mao nga pagatudlo nga to kaniya diha gayon sa.
Hallelujah.
Gitawag nga ibilin kini diha sa hawanan sa hawanan.
He was told to leave out the outer court.
Diha kayo sa gawas nga dapit sa maunga.
Hallelujah. Because it was going to be left out for a particular reason.
Naipaimutang ka na diha tulog kay adunay dakong rason ini.
Hallelujah. And that reason was that it was going to be trampled by the feet of the Gentiles.
Ang rason niya na tungod kay gusto niya nga inisya mahibutang or mahibutang ngayon may sibo niya sa mga Hintil.
If you understand the Jewish perspective concerning Gentiles,
kung imong kung nasakta na tuon sa ang dinayan sa mga Hudiyo mahitungod nga sa pagtratar ngadto sa kanato nga mga Hintil.
It's talking about those things that are sacred and holy being defiled.
Nga nagasulti din nga ang mga balaan nga mga butang o kini mga nindot nga mga nindot nga mga butang kini siya mahugawan.
And once they are defiled, they are of no value to God whatsoever.
Nga kung panahon nga maabot kini mga mayong butang mahugawan gani kini nan wala na kini bili at ubangan sa.
And the fact that he tells the man with the line to leave it out.
Og sa kung ang tao nga na hitabuan niya na iya kini pagabiyaan,
it means that it is a finished thing.
Buti pasabot ini, wala na, tapos na.
It is no longer something of any value or credibility to God or can be used in any manner or fashion by Him.
Kung nahugawan at ininan, wala na.
Hallelujah.
Tumbangan sa Diyos, bisag unsang iyang paghimon.
Hallelujah. So, God said, leave out the outer court. Well, if we understand the concept of the outer court, we understand that it pertains to a Pentecostal as well as an evangelical.
Kung maghisgot o magsulti, magtunlo kita, mahitungon nini nga gawas gabahin sa turda.
Hallelujah.
Maukini siya ang mga pagyuksama sa kanang mga Pentecostal o Evangelical, kanang nga mga grupuha.
It involves the Evangelical and the Pentecostal doctrine or concept of religion.
O gikan nini, ikikuha nila ang ilahang pasuparanan sa ilahang reliyon.
And in actuality, it is not saying that the thought of the aspect of what it is wrong. It is saying that it is going to be defiled.
Ang buti pasabuti ni dili tungod kay naghimo kanini kini siya.
Hallelujah.
Kini mga butanga kun nagpabilin lang kanina, posible jud nga kana siya mahugawan ra.
And if you want to put a categorize it, the evangelical church believes in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Ang evangelical nga simbahan nagtuo nga.
And they believe in the they believe in the baptism of water.
Nagtuo sa bautismo sa tubig.
Those are spiritual principles. Those are concepts that are legitimate.
Kana siya nga mga prinsipyo, mao na siya mga mao na kasagaran, mao na gisulti gayud niana.
And the Pentecostals not only believe in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Ug ang mga Pentecostal nila kay ngon mituo sa dugo ni Jesus Kristo.
They also believe in water baptism.
Tuo gyapon diha sama sa evangelical.
But they also believe in spirit baptism. At least they used to.
Unya ang sa pagbautismo sa Espiritu Santo.
Hallelujah. Those are legitimate concepts. Those are legitimate things.
Mao kini siya ang gabuluhaton yan ang mga grupuha.
So when you look at the scripture and it tells the man to leave it out, that means something terrible is going to happen in this realm.
Mao na kun ang balang kasulatan magkakita kani ka kini siya kinahanglan nga magbantay kanini kinahanglan nga di ka magpuyo lamang nini.
Hallelujah. And in Hebrews chapter 12, where Mark was in this morning, he said that once more, I'm not going to shake just the earth only. Hallelujah. But I am also going to shake those things that pertain to the heavenly reality of God. So what are those heavenly things? Well, what do we believe about the blood? What do we believe about the baptism? What do we believe about the water and the spirit and baptism? What is it that we have that is a reality? If you want to know what is going to happen to the church, the true church, the Christians, I'm talking about, not the denominational aspect of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All you have to do is look at history.
Ang atong mahimo atong balikon pag subliyo nato pagtanaw unsa man ang istorya.
And who and what it was that was happening to the Christian communities as different powers moved to put themselves into a place of global dominance.
Kun imong balikan pag tanaw ang istorya mahitungo sa paghitabo sa iglesia, kun unsa man matag usa ka panahon, matag usa ka dekada, adunay mga pag
And you don't only have to look at history, but you can look at the present day.
Di lang kay ngon nga nagtan-aw ta dito sa nahitabo nila bay nga panghitabo ko dili. Atong tan-aw usab unsa ang sitwasyon sa gitabo karon.
Look what is happening in the northern aspect of the continent of Africa.
Kun iya tan-aw nimo paminaw nimo tan-aw nimo
hallelujah
paluwa nimo unsa nahitabo dito sa norteng bahin sa Africa.
The major casualties of that war,
ang nahitabo kayo niya to nga maong giraha
is the aspect of what we would call the church.
Katong mga pagitabua
na sa
iglesia.
And the Christians are being slaughtered as well as other aspects of atrocities committed against them.
Ang nahinungda niya to tungkol kay adunay mga simbahan ng mga katawhan.
Hallelujah.
Uy nga Dios nga mao siya nakahinungda nga kadto na hitabo kadto panahon.
And if you do not think it cannot, you do not think it can happen here, you are mistaken.
Kung nagtuo ta nga kadto mga paghitabo nga dito ang napita dili mahitabo niya nan sayo ang imong pangunahuna.
Hallelujah. We were in Ethiopia in 2012. And we were there for an extended stay. We were going to be there for several months. Hallelujah. And it was while we were there that this, what they called in the news, the Arab Spring, began to happen.
Samtang dito sila nan adunay gitawag og adunay nailang na balitaan nga adunay gihuyop diya sa kahanginan.
It was when the Muslim people began to rise up in Tunisia.
Sa wala pa mo atake ang mga Muslim dito sa Tunisia
and began to assert their position of preeminence of importance and to begin to demand certain things.
Unya nakita niya unsa man ang mga ayla pagabuhat.
Hallelujah.
Naka sila mismo naga sulti mahitungod nagareklamo mahitungod sa mga butang.
And that uprising and rebellion spread from Tunisia into Egypt into Libya and into other parts of northern Africa.
Oga tungod
Syria, Iraq.
Gikan niya ito nga mga pagitabuan na ni Murag Adunay mga reklamo sa mga katawan o sa kasikbit ng mga lugar niya na hatun niabot gani dito sa
Hallelujah. And there is news article after news article of Christians being put to death and being persecuted and all manner of atrocities that are being committed against them. Hallelujah.
Unsa ang gipanghimo sa mga niya itong mga Muslim ngadto sa mga Kristiyanos nga gipangpatay o basta kay
Hallelujah. I am trying to emphasize, I suppose, in some respect on what Brother Mark was sharing of the quality of evil that is yet being held in check.
Mao na nga ako ning boot ako ning gisulti diha kanina ingon sa paghandlo ko dili ako lang gihatag dagan niyo aron ma inyong ma sinatian inyo mag inyo matanawan unsa ba ang mga pahitabo gani nahitabo kini dito sa check.
But I can tell you there is coming a time when it will be loosed. In one of the chapters, there were four angels on four corners of the earth. And they had the power to hurt the earth. But a voice was proclaiming to hold back and hurt not the earth.
Apan adunay ilang madunggan nga nagaingon pulong sa Dios nga ayaw pagsakita ang kalibutan
until the sealing of the servants of God and their mind.
Hangtod nga dili masilyuhan ang mata usa ka nahuna sa tawo mga Kristohanon.
Hallelujah. But the sealing comes by a position or a place of putting to work that which we are hearing as far as the word is concerned.
Mao na kini mga pulunga nga inyo nadunggan karon mao kini siya gusto nga tong makita ano mahibaluan nga bisa pat sa tanang kasakitan adunay Dios nga nagatiman sa matag usa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And in 2012
niadtong panahon sa 2012
as that uprising began there in Northern Africa. God spoke to me very, very plainly. He said it would be as a tsunami wave. I am sure that you here in the Philippines are familiar with tsunamis, right? Are you familiar with them? Do you have them?
Huh?
You don't have them? Well, you can take an understanding out of what happened in Japan here a few years ago. Hallelujah. When that tsunami came in and destroyed a good portion. Hallelujah. That particular tsunami, it was a wave that was probably 30 to 60 feet high. It was traveling at 540 miles an hour. That's as fast as I fly in a jet plane coming here. And from the time of warning out in the sea where the registers were,
warning.
Before that wave hit the shore, was 9 minutes. 9 minutes. If you had 9 minutes, what would you do? But when we were there in 2012 in Ethiopia, the Lord said it's going to be like a tsunami wave.
It's going
to sweep across the northern part of Africa. And then it's going to go into Europe. And from Europe it's going to go into the United States. Brethren, if you're talking about a tsunami wave, you're talking about a total destruction. There were some islands down there in Indonesia about 5-10 years ago. Hallelujah. Down by the Cayman Islands somewhere, that came in and it completely devastated the whole continent on that lower end of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you think that you are immune, you don't really believe that it can happen here, you are sadly mistaken. You already have factions around you that have not man's ambition, but they have the devil's ambition to annihilate anything that pertains to Christianity. Hallelujah. And you are receiving a word. You are receiving a word that is designated to be activated in a time of trouble and tribulation. But that word is, that activation is not going to come by some divine, by some magical situation or waving or saying some kind of phrase to activate it. We have to begin to build a lifestyle that is conducive to the Word of God to accomplish what it is that we are to become. Hallelujah. That means that we have to be diligent. But the number one priority is that you must believe it individually.
Dili lang kay ngon nga usa ka prioridad ko dili kinahanglan moabot kay kini sa matag usa kanato nga pagtuo.
Brethren, you may belong to a fellowship that has the particular word concerning sonship.
Mao kini siya ang buti pasabot ni mga mensahe diha gayud tumong sa mensahe nga ikaw ako mga anak sa Dios.
But if you do not believe it, if it is not a reality to you, then the fellowship that you are in is of no value to you, and it will not help you in your time of individual personal trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have to have a position of reality in actuality.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians, I believe. And I want to go... Hallelujah. Yeah, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Hallelujah. As I make my way through the tabernacle, as I begin to understand the principles of each of these pieces of furniture,
samtang kita magapadayon sa pagtuon, pagtan-aw nato nini nga maong tulda,
as I am acquiescence, my will, my mind, my emotions, my desires,
sa pag-atiman, sa atong tinguha, sa atong pagbati.
Hallelujah.
Ang pagbulutan.
Paul said it in a different way.
Si Pablo nagasulot nini, nagasulot nini sa lain nga paagi.
He said, I die daily.
Nagaingon siya, mamatay ako sa matang anlaw.
But he said, nevertheless, I live.
Apan,
But it is not I that liveth, it is Christ that is within me. The whole basis of the theology of sonship is on that premise, on that understanding.
Ang basihanan sa ato ang pagkatao sa Dios, gikan gayon niya ang among sonshipto.
Hallelujah. It is on the basis or the understanding that there is a new name written for me by the hand of God. And we're not talking about just a name. We are talking about a nature. I must be divested from my nature of natural heritage. Hallelujah.
patay kini matag karon ko niya.
I must become more the son of God than the son of Asbel.
Magpadayon ako sa pagtuon kay Balo nga ako anak sa Dios kaysa akong kaysa pag-ila nga ako anak sa natural nga ginikanan.
Hallelujah. I don't know that you are hearing what I am saying. I do not know that you understand the importance of the time you are living in.
Wako kay balo kun sa manay mo dalunggan niini, wako kay balo kun giyosa niyo paggasto pag susi sa panahon nga gihatag sa Dios diha sa imong kinabuhi.
When I say I need to be divested of my position of personal physical inheritance.
Sa diyang mingol ako diha kanin yo kinahanglan nga din ako pa umha nang akong pagka akong kaugalingon sa akong pagkaako.
Then I have to have something of a reality in my position of relationship with God that assures me that what I am giving is better and more greater than what I am giving up.
Mao na nga kun ako nga masabtan ang
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was a situation I had one day.
Adunay usa ka pagitabo sa usa ka adlaw niya na.
I was getting ready to go to Africa.
Samtang siya nagandam padulong sa Africa.
And it was on the night before I was to leave.
Sa dili pa maabot ang alas 9 kasi amo adto na.
When somebody in my family
usa sa iyang pamilya
got into a lot of trouble.
Nga daghan kaayo gibate o dili maayo nga panghitabo.
Hallelujah. And I received a phone call that night about 9 o'clock in the evening.
Nakadawat siya og tawag niya na sa diwala pang niabot ang alas 9.
And they began to explain to me what their circumstances and situation were.
Nagsugod sa pagsulti niya kuno sa man katong kadaot na o katong dili maayo na hitabo sa iyang pamilya.
Hallelujah. And in the natural arena, because of the closeness of the relationship and the love and the feeling of responsibility, I was prone in the natural to put off my trip and be able to work in that circumstances to do whatever I could to help them.
Maunta kini siya ay makapababag niya nga di na simubadra yun sa iyahang biyahe tungod kay dili maayong panghitabo nga iyahang na.
But when I went to God
apan siya ni duol nga to sa tubuhin nga di
and I required of him to let me go,
unya ina na niya ang Dios nga pa mo.
God said no.
Ningon ang Dios nga ayaw.
So what do you do?
Nanong sa may mong buhaton.
Well, I did the only thing I could do. I packed my bag and I went with God. Hallelujah. Not going to go into the details of the whole situation. But I want to tell you that God worked it out without me. Many years ago, I was in a situation and a circumstance involving my children. They were not yet grown. I had a sense, a position of responsibility to them. And we as a family were in a position of great tribulation. Now this is another situation I'm talking about. And And in the midst of that tribulation, Brother Dusil comes to me and he tells me, "Brother, I want you to go to India with me." Hallelujah.
India.
And brethren, it was no easy decision for me to make. The devil was right there on my left shoulder.
Hallelujah.
Telling me all the reasons why I couldn't go. Not only telling me what I couldn't do, but giving me scriptures to make me feel condemned if I did go. Hallelujah.
And then siya mahimo nga makundim siya nga dili makaabot.
And there was a deadline as to when I needed to tell him whether I was going or not going.
Tungod kay gitagalan naman siya lagi ni Baden-Rusia.
Hallelujah.
Ato ba siya umuban ba siya o dili?
And it came down to that day.
Onya hamtod nga niabot siya ni adang adlaw.
And I knew in my heart that I would not. I. It was the will of God that I should go. But I did not have the strength to go. And the situation in my home was such a paramount importance. I felt like if I went, I would be worse than an infidel. Hallelujah. And I remember very distinctly going into my bedroom. Sitting down on the side of my bed, reaching for the phone to call Brother Dusil to tell him that I was not going. And as I sat there and reached for the phone, I just began to weep.
Sometimes siya nagalingkod sa iyang katre.
Hallelujah.
Nibati siya og gitdam ni naglukmaw ang iyang mga luha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as I sat there weeping, Jesus came in and sat down on the bed beside me. Hallelujah. He put his arm around me. And he said to me, Bert. He said, if you go to India, I will do for your children what you cannot do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you that God is true to His word. There are many things that I have not been able to do for my children. But I have the right and the position to invoke the promise that He gave me. And as I do what it is He wants me to do, He will do for me what I cannot do. Hallelujah! Now, brethren, I do not know that you can conceive or relate to the agony of my soul in that type of a situation. We love our children. We love our grandchildren. Hallelujah. And the natural tendency is to do any and everything we can for them, even if what we do is wrong.
Mao na tinisiya ng atong paghimuon ang tanang mga butang na ngadto sa atong mga langgad sa atong apo bisan pa sa mga butang ani utang ayan atong himuon.
So it is not just a casual thing.
Mao na dili kini ingon nga kasagaran mga butang.
It's a soul agonizing intensive thing of emotional and mental pain.
Siya makuha kita sa iya kasi kay kuno imong tan-aw ng sitwasyon magbuuli ka niini.
We are having to come into a time of making some critical decision.
Wabun kita sa punto mga itson nga magpili kita sa duha ka mga atong mga ibuhaton.
If I say I want to be a part of the household of God.
Kun kita mino gusto ko nga makibahin niya sa manimalay sa Dios.
God must deliver me from the household of Asbel. He must allow me to have the decision to reject Asbel. Hallelujah. I don't have to manufacture those situations. I don't even have to think about how those situations might develop. Hallelujah. God is in control of all of those aspects of it. Hallelujah! 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 When Job was standing before God, a righteous man, it was God that pointed Job out to the devil. Hallelujah! If God will do that with Job, why would not God expect me to allow him to do it to me? Hallelujah! But this is not a mandatory thing. It is something that is only required if you want to be in the innermost place of God's favor. Hallelujah! You can have your church out here for a while. You can enjoy the benefits of the holy place. Hallelujah! But there's coming a time when the holy place will also be taken away. I do not want to be out here or in here when that destruction comes. I want to be closeted with God. I want to be hid under the shadow of his wings. Hallelujah. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. He stood on the hill and prophesied their destruction. Hallelujah. He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. I would have gathered you like a hen gathers her chick. Hallelujah. But you would not.
Hallelujah.
And he says, desolate. Desolate is your house till you can proclaim, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah! We're not talking about invoking a name. We're talking about the nature of God that is inside of you by virtue. Hallelujah! By virtue of a word that has been given into your soul. My God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. God is giving us an opportunity. And when he says, I will yet once more shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Hallelujah. Job's integrity in God was being shook. And one of the things he took from Job was his children. Hallelujah! And Job did not accuse God. He went down in sackcloth, in ashes, and in repentance before him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are looking at a position and a promise that God has given to a particular people. A people who have eyes to see. A people who have ears to hear. A people who have in their heart a desire to know the reality of that living. A people who will be willing, hallelujah, willing to pay any and everything that they might attain it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said, I have lost all things. He didn't mean lost in the way that he just misplaced them. But every time God came knocking on his door, asking Paul to give up his position of reputation, asking Paul to give up his position of preeminence. Hallelujah. Paul was a Roman freeborn. And yet he enlisted as a slave and a service to God. A slave does not expect remuneration. A slave does not expect praise. The only intent upon that type of slave is that he please his master. By a master, by virtue of his love and his care and concern, generate generates that type of response from those who are his servants. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says that Jesus took on the form of a servant. He girded himself about and he knelt down at the feet of his disciples. You know something? I think Judas was involved in all of that.
I think Judas, knowing Judas was going to kill him. Got down on his hands and knees and began to wash their dirty feet. Hallelujah! When was the last time you washed your friend's feet? Not to mention your enemy. Hallelujah! You know that it is one of the dictates that is given to us as Christians. Hallelujah! I want to tell you, brother, it is a humiliating experience. It is a humbling act. Oh my God!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, but something that God requires of us as Christians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, this is a time that is critical for you. We do not have much time left. I was sitting in my kitchen in August of 2012 when God spoke to me about my country. He said, you are hearing the knelling of a bell that tolls the death of a nation. Hallelujah! Brethren, I loved the place that I grew up in. I loved everything about it. All the comforts that it gave me, all of the privilege that I had because of it. And it has grieved my heart to see God slowly but surely eradicated out of every fabric of its being. My God! Hallelujah! And when the United States falls, and fall it will, you are going to see one of the worst geographical, political, economical tsunamis that is going to engulf the world. And it's going to feel, you're going to see the extent of it even in your locality. My God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The United States was created for one reason. When the United Kingdom dropped the ball of evangelism in God, hallelujah, the baton was passed to the U.S. The U.S. was created for one purpose. That was for the preservation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as the foundation of that purpose has been eroding, you see the devil popping up all over the world. world, and when it finally capitulates and falls down on its face in defeat, evil as such you have never known is going to be loosed upon the world. Hallelujah! I don't care what you think about the U.S. or how you view it. Hallelujah. I know what God has spoken to me. I know the reality of it, and I have seen the evidence of its demise as I have traveled around the world. Hallelujah. God is giving you an opportunity to catch the burden, to see the vision, and to begin to press God until you grab hold of His garment. I trust that God will not be disappointed.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.